This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the big pieces of data we got from the Labor Department today was something called the Employment Cost Index. It's a quarterly report about the cost of employment, the wages and benefits that companies are paying their people. Overall, compensation was up 1% from the first to the second quarter of this year. That is the slowest pace in 2 years. But it's welcome news for a central bank that's been trying to get inflation under control, in part by slowing the labor market. But even slowing wage growth is wage growth. And as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, the ever-important American consumer still does have a whole lot of purchasing power.
A year ago, inflation was eating away at people's wage gains. But around the end of 2022, that started to change, says Preston Mui, senior economist with Employ America.
And right now, wages are growing faster than prices. So in real terms, on average, people's purchasing power is increasing.
Mui says that's because prices have been rising more slowly, but a lot of employers are still struggling to hire.
That's a good environment for workers. It gives them more bargaining power. It gives them opportunities to find better jobs.
If wage growth continues to slow down, Yana Rogers, who directs the Center for Women and Work at Rutgers University, says disadvantaged groups could have the hardest time keeping up with rising prices.
And on average, women and household heads of color are less able to absorb price increases because of average lower incomes.
Thing is, people on the lower end of the pay scale have seen some of the biggest wage gains over the last couple of years, says Betsy Stevenson, an economics professor at the University of Michigan.
While that's starting to slow down, we don't see signs so far that the gains made are being undone.
Stevenson says that's because during the pandemic, a lot of employers invested in better technology that helped their existing workers do more, like self-checkout stations that let workers help more customers at once.
That makes people more productive. It makes it easier to pay them more because their value added is higher.
And those kind of improvements, Stevenson says, are never going away. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.